For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. Beneath the placid waters of a small Haywood County lake lies what's left of a century-old logging camp. Although Sunburst's history is well documented, there's very little available about the African Americans who labored there under relative equality during the Jim Crow era. Just outside the community of Bethel, in rural southeastern Haywood County, sits Lake Logan. It's now home to an Episcopalian conference center as well as the Cold Mountain Music Festival. But 100 years ago, before the lake was created, the area was a narrow mountain valley home to a major logging concern that spawned an isolated company town called Sunburst. Here's Evelyn Coltman of the Bethel Rural Community Organization.
Sunburst had actually two locations. One was adjacent to where Sunburst Campground is today. That was the original Sunburst.
Shortly after it was established, Sunburst was uprooted and moved 4 miles closer to its biggest customer, Champion Fiber, in nearby Canton.
So that's where the, as it was known by a lot of the locals, Bastard Sunburst was. And so Lake Logan, if you were to take the water away, that is where Sunburst sat.
At its peak, Sunburst produced 250,000 board feet of lumber each day, enough to stretch more than 47 miles laid end to end. But that lumber wasn't going to cut itself, and with the promise of good-paying jobs, workers came from across the region and began settling in the vicinity, says Coltman.
There were numerous houses, a whole community, 500 people lived there. There were businesses, stores, a boarding house, a school.
Actually, two schools, one for whites and one for African Americans. It was the Jim Crow era, and segregated public facilities were the norm in much of the United States. Drawn to the same good-paying jobs as whites, African Americans began to establish a sizable community at Sunburst. Or so it's said. As in much of western North Carolina, African American historical resources are few and far between, and of all the photos taken at Sunburst before it closed for good in 1925, not one shows any African Americans. But there are still some alive today who can testify to the impact African Americans had on Sunburst, and the impact Sunburst had on African Americans generations later.
Sunburst was like a boom town.
That's Lewis Oates Jr. Both his grandfathers, both African Americans, worked at Sunburst during its heyday.
You had a variety of people coming there, and then at the same time, you had all these different personalities, and they had the jail. They had the jail together as a unit. And so, you know, it wasn't, well, okay, he's black, and it was going to have static. You know, they all worked together as a team, you know, and that's how they lived.
Despite the segregated schools, people were judged by their work, Oates said, and not the color of their skin. Having a good job in rural southern Appalachia at the time was rare, especially for African Americans who routinely faced hiring discrimination. At Sunburst, they earned and they learned.
The African-American community that was in Sunburst was a strong community. They had a lot of knowledge when they left here, and they were able to expand once they left Sunburst.
Both Oates' grandfathers left Sunburst with a greater degree of financial freedom and social mobility than their African-American peers. One opened a Waynesville drive-in and later purchased a farm, while the other opened a Canton drive-in and became a trader. Oates himself spent his career with a top-secret clearance in the military, conducting nuclear overwatch and cryptography in the European theater.
But on both sides of my family, I've had a lot of successful people come out, so the foundation for good roots was set at that time.
Lewis Oates' Sunburst story, along with dozens of others, was recently chronicled in an extensive new DVD released by the Bethel Rural Community Organization, which regularly produces a variety of award-winning books, films, and art related to local history. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.